Elko County Commissioner Damar Dahl is convinced the state could do a much better job than the federal government at managing and profiting from its public lands.
Government is more efficient as it gets smaller and closer to home.
And that would have to be the case because currently the federal government loses millions of dollars in Nevada on public lands. Dahl is chairman of the task force made up of county commissioners that's figuring out whether a major land transfer is viable. A recent study done for them suggests Nevada has a lot to gain. It reports 4 million acres could yield anywhere from $30 million to more than $100 million in a year. Dahl says the land would not be sold and could benefit the more populated counties like Clark and Washoe as well.
This isn't just a rural issue. This is important for all of Nevada, especially because of the money that could be generated.
But this proposal makes Kyle Davis of the Nevada Conservation League very nervous.
Our state doesn't have any kind of environmental review process to determine impacts on whether that be land, water, wildlife, whatever. We don't have anything like the National Environmental Protection Act. If these lands were not in federal hands, then that would not apply.
Davis says the study doesn't account for the cost of wildfires or future listings of endangered species like the greater sage grouse. He's also skeptical about the projected revenues and considers the whole proposal unrealistic. After all, any large transfer of land would require federal approval. In the coming months, the task force will develop its plan before presenting it to a legislative committee in September. Will Stone, Reno Public Radio News.